Chapter 1: The Encounter. Vivian Lang moved through the ballroom like silk slipping between fingers, quiet, graceful, and almost impossible to catch. The luxury of the gala shimmered around her, jewels flashing under soft chandeliers and laughter ringing in polished accents. To the other guests, Vivian was no more than an exotic face with a striking allure. That was her intent, after all. It was always better to slip into a scene like a shadow, leaving her mark before anyone truly realized she'd been there. But tonight was no ordinary outing. Vivian's attention was set on two men who stood at opposite ends of the grand room, locked in a mutual disdain as unmistakable as the city skyline outside the floor-to-ceiling windows. Marcus Caldwell, cold and sharp as glass, surveyed the room with a gaze that hinted at a hidden ledger in his mind, assigning worth to every person who passed. The rumors around him were intoxicating to Vivian, an aggressive real estate mogul who had clawed his way to the top, leaving destruction in his wake. Across the room stood Dylan Hart, his rival and former business partner, now a prominent investor known for his charm as much as his ruthlessness. His features were softer, his smile easier, but his reputation no less treacherous. The breakup between him and Marcus had been brutal, and neither man had forgiven the other. Vivian knew all of this, of course. She had spent weeks researching them, preparing herself to slip into their worlds with the precision of a blade finding its mark. Her first approach was subtle. She caught Marcus's eye from across the room, giving him a smile that held just enough invitation. When he acknowledged her with a faint nod, she let her gaze slip away, baiting him without giving him anything concrete. Moments later, she moved through the crowd, positioning herself near Dylan. "Quite a party, isn't it?" she murmured as Dylan turned, her voice low and smooth. Dylan's smile was immediate, his attention settling on her, as if she were a rare jewel he'd been searching for. "It certainly just got better." They exchanged light conversation, Vivian easing her way into his confidence with well-timed laughter and a warmth that felt genuine, even to her. She asked him about his work, letting him boast subtly about his latest projects, all the while planting seeds of intrigue about herself. Their chemistry was easy, their conversation flowing, as if they'd known each other for years. Dylan was disarming, charming, and perhaps a bit too eager to impress. Vivian noted this. He was dangerous in his way, but his weakness was obvious. He craved admiration, a weakness she could exploit. Just as their conversation reached a comfortable cadence, Vivian glanced past him, allowing her gaze to linger on Marcus, who was watching her with a look of interest laced with challenge. "Excuse me," she murmured to Dylan, touching his arm lightly, lingering just long enough to let him feel her absence when she moved away. As she approached Marcus, she felt Dylan's eyes follow her. This was her dance, her delicate balancing act. With each step, she knew she was setting the stage for a rivalry that would play directly into her hands. Marcus's gaze was unwavering as she approached, a slight smirk tugging at his lips. He looked her over, as if assessing her value, and Vivian held his stare without flinching, letting him believe she had nothing to hide. "Marcus Caldwell," he introduced himself, though he knew she already knew. His handshake was firm, his hand cool and unyielding against her skin. "Vivian Lang," she replied, her voice smooth, measured. She didn't offer much more. Men like Marcus appreciated mystery, so she left plenty for him to ponder. Their conversation was stiffer than with Dylan, less easygoing, but filled with a dark, simmering energy that vibrated beneath their words. Marcus was different from Dylan, harder to read, but his attention was sharper, more critical. He didn't give compliments as easily, didn't let his guard slip for a moment, and that made him all the more fascinating. As the night waned, Vivian danced between them, a whisper here, a touch there, letting herself become a phantom in their minds. She moved with precision, planting herself just deep enough to be remembered, but leaving behind no solid trace. It was the beginning of a game she knew would unfold carefully, a dangerous waltz of control and temptation. By the time she left the gala, both men had her name on their lips and a faint longing in their eyes. They were rivals in business, but now, they were rivals for something more elusive, something Vivian had orchestrated herself. This was only the beginning, and as Vivian stepped into the cool night air, she felt the thrill of the hunt pulse through her. stronger than the beat of her own heart. Chapter 2. A Game Begins. The cool night air was bracing as Vivian Lang descended the marble steps of the Caldwell Foundation's grand gala. She slipped into a waiting car, courtesy of one of her past marks. A man who didn't yet realize the sleek black vehicle in her possession was now hers alone. As the city lights blurred past, Vivian leaned back, replaying the night in her mind. Marcus and Dylan were just as she had expected. Powerful, dangerous, and utterly predictable in their weaknesses. Men like them always believed they were in control, always assumed they were the hunters. But Vivian knew better. They were already entangled in her web, even if they hadn't realized it yet. The next morning, Vivian prepared for her next moves with the precision of a chess grandmaster. Her penthouse apartment, though modest compared to the sprawling estates of her new marks, exuded a quiet elegance that masked its rented status. Everything in her life was temporary, designed for utility and deception. She stood before the mirror, her reflection an image of careful construction. Her dark hair fell in soft waves, her makeup flawless but understated. Today's persona was designed to be approachable yet alluring, an image that would draw Marcus deeper into her snare. By noon, she was in the lobby of Caldwell Tower, the gleaming headquarters of Marcus's empire. Vivian had orchestrated her presence carefully, ensuring Marcus's assistant would notice her and inform him. Timing was everything, and she'd made sure to be seen at just the right moment. "Ms. Lang," Marcus greeted her as he stepped into the lobby. His voice carried the authority of a man accustomed to command. "I wasn't expecting to see you here." Vivian turned, her lips curving into a soft smile that hinted at both apology and mischief. "I hope I'm not intruding. I was in the area and thought I'd take a chance. I wanted to thank you for the conversation last night." Marcus's eyes narrowed slightly, as if searching for a motive. He wasn't the type to trust easily, which was precisely why Vivian had chosen him. She needed him to be suspicious. It would make her eventual victory all the sweeter. "I appreciate the gesture," Marcus said after a pause, his tone guarded. "But I don't believe in chance encounters. What is it you're really looking for, Ms. Lang?" Vivian tilted her head, feigning vulnerability. "Maybe just a little advice. I'm new to this world of power, I suppose you call it. I admire what you've built, and I was hoping for some guidance." From someone who clearly knows the game, Marcus studied her, his expression unreadable. Vivian held her breath, letting the silence stretch just long enough to unsettle him. "Join me for lunch," he said finally. "If you're serious about learning, you'll find I don't offer half measures." Vivian's smile deepened and she nodded. "I'd be honored." That evening, Vivian found herself in a vastly different setting, an intimate rooftop lounge overlooking the city skyline. This time, it was Dylan Hart who sat across from her, his demeanor far more relaxed than Marcus's had been. "I didn't expect to hear from you so soon," Dylan said, his smile warm but tinged with curiosity. "I have to admit, I'm pleasantly surprised." Vivian laughed lightly, her tone effortlessly charming. "I believe in following instincts, and mine told me I shouldn't wait. Life's too short for hesitation, don't you think?" Dylan leaned closer, his interest evident. "I couldn't agree more. So tell me, Vivian, what exactly brought you into my orbit? Surely a woman like you has no shortage of admirers." Her cheeks flushed ever so slightly, a calculated move. "You flatter me, Mr. Hart. Honestly, I was intrigued. You have an energy about you, something magnetic. I couldn't ignore it." Dylan's grin widened, his confidence swelling under her praise. Vivian allowed him to lead the conversation, steering it subtly toward his rivalry with Marcus. She listened attentively, offering sympathetic nods and encouraging glances as Dylan painted himself as the wrong party in their bitter feud. "Marcus is a shark," Dylan said, his voice hardening. "He'll do whatever it takes to win, no matter who he steps on. He betrayed me once, and I'll never forget it." Vivian's expression softened, and she reached across the table to touch his hand briefly. "That sounds terrible. I can't imagine how difficult that must have been." Dylan's gaze softened in return, and Vivian knew she'd made her mark. By the time the evening ended, Dylan was hooked, his obsession with besting Marcus now tangled with his growing infatuation for her. Alone in her apartment later that night, Vivian poured herself a glass of wine and sat by the window, watching the city's glittering lights. She felt the thrill of progress, the rush of knowing her plan was unfolding perfectly. But beneath her excitement, a flicker of unease lingered. Men like Marcus and Dylan were not easily controlled, and she knew the stakes of her game were rising. For now, though, she dismissed the thought. There was too much to gain, and she had no intention of backing down. Chapter 3, Testing Loyalties. The days that followed were a delicate balancing act, with Vivian at the center of two carefully orchestrated lies. She spent her mornings with Marcus, sitting in his office as he detailed the inner workings of his empire, subtly feeding his ego with admiration and curiosity. By evening, she was with Dylan, listening to his plans for revenge against Marcus, urging him to open up and entrusting her with his darkest confessions. The two men were as different as night and day. Marcus was precise, methodical, calculating each move like a chess player anticipating his opponent's strategy. He viewed people as assets or obstacles, nothing in between. Dylan, however, was more impulsive, emotionally driven, his need for validation apparent in everything he did. Vivian played into their weaknesses, feeding Marcus's desire for control while fueling Dylan's thirst for vengeance. She knew she had them both hooked, but her real test was yet to come. It was a bright Thursday afternoon when Marcus called Vivian to his office. She'd been expecting his message and prepared carefully, donning a fitted dress that hinted at elegance rather than extravagance. She needed Marcus's trust and respect, not just his attraction. As she stepped into his office, Marcus stood, gesturing to the seat across from him. There was a tension in his expression she hadn't seen before, something guarded, almost suspicious. "Vivian," he began, leaning back in his chair. "I've been thinking about you." Vivian raised an eyebrow, tilting her head slightly, allowing just enough of a smile to form. "Oh, should I be concerned?" Marcus's eyes narrowed, but he gave her a faint smile in return. "I've had my people run a check on you." Vivian's heart skipped a beat, but she kept her expression smooth, her smile unflinching. She had taken every precaution to cover her tracks. Yet she knew that Marcus had resources beyond what most people could even imagine. "And," she asked calmly, folding her hands in her lap, "did you find anything surprising?" Marcus leaned forward, his eyes studying her face intently. "No, you're as clean as they come, which frankly is what bothers me. No one is that clean. Not in this city." Vivian let out a soft laugh, letting a hint of vulnerability show. "I guess I'm just one of the lucky ones then. Or maybe it's that I've had to be careful all my life." The last part was true enough to give her words weight. She allowed herself to look down, feigning a hint of sadness, as though alluding to a painful past. Marcus's expression softened, and she knew she had him. "Forgive me," he said after a pause. "In my line of work, trust isn't easy to come by." She looked up, meeting his gaze directly. "I understand. It's why I admire what you've built. I know it didn't come easy." Marcus nodded, his posture relaxing as he reclined in his chair. Vivian breathed an internal sigh of relief. The test was passed. She'd shown just enough of a crack in her armor to make Marcus feel he'd glimpsed something real. But she knew she couldn't afford to let her guard down. That evening, Vivian was with Dylan at an upscale lounge, sipping champagne as he recounted yet another incident of Marcus's betrayal. She listened with a look of concern, her hand lightly resting on his arm, her gaze attentive. "Sometimes, I think he'll stop at nothing just to see me fail," Dylan muttered, his voice filled with a mixture of frustration and bitterness. "He'd rather ruin everything than let me succeed." Vivian leaned closer, lowering her voice. "You know, it doesn't have to be that way. There are ways to level the playing field." Dylan looked at her intrigued. "And what would you suggest?" Vivian let a mischievous smile play at her lips. "Sometimes, it's a matter of using what you know against him. People like Marcus have weaknesses, they just don't show them. But I have a feeling he might let his guard down around you, especially if he doesn't see you coming." Dylan chuckled darkly. "You're right. Marcus sees me as predictable. You wouldn't expect me to hit him from behind." Vivian squeezed his hand. "Exactly. You just have to be smarter, Dylan. He's arrogant, and arrogance always has a price." Dylan's face lit up with determination, and Vivian knew she had him where she wanted. By planting the seed of a new strategy, she could manipulate him further, pushing him toward a confrontation that would ultimately leave both men exposed. As the days wore on, Vivian's manipulation deepened. She carefully crafted conversations between the two men, hinting at half-truths that stirred their suspicion. She'd tell Marcus that Dylan was seen meeting with one of his former clients. And then, in another moment, mentioned to Dylan that Marcus had spoken negatively about him to an influential investor. Each comment was subtle, but potent enough to keep the tension building between them. She played her part masterfully, but the strain of balancing the two men began to weigh on her. She could see their interest in her growing more intense, their desire to possess her edging toward obsession. And with every glance, every lingering touch, she felt the edges of her carefully woven life fraying, threatening to unravel. The most dangerous moment came when Marcus unexpectedly showed up at a restaurant where she was having lunch with Dylan. She'd chosen the location carefully, certain it was outside Marcus's usual haunts. Yet here he was, his eyes narrowing as he spotted her with his rival. For a split second, panic flashed through Vivian's mind, but she quickly masked it, turning to Dylan and giving him a reassuring smile. "Marcus," she called out, feigning surprise. "What a coincidence." Marcus's jaw tightened, but he forced a polite smile as he approached their table. "Vivian, I didn't expect to see you here." Dylan looked between them, his eyes flashing with suspicion. Vivian could feel the tension thickening, and she knew she had to act fast. "I didn't expect it either," she said, keeping her tone light. "Dylan and I just happened to run into each other. It's a small world, isn't it?" Both men exchanged a look, each assessing the other's presence, their rivalry simmering just beneath the surface. Vivian forced herself to remain calm, keeping her demeanor friendly, almost oblivious to the rising tension between them. She couldn't afford to let her mask slip, not when everything hinged on maintaining control. After an awkward silence, Marcus gave her a tight smile and excused himself. Dylan's gaze lingered on Marcus's retreating figure, suspicion flickering in his eyes. "Do you see Marcus often?" Dylan asked, his tone casual but edged with something darker. Vivian met his gaze steadily. "Not really. We just run in similar circles, I suppose." Dylan seemed to accept her answer, but Vivian knew she'd only bought herself a small reprieve. The stakes were rising, and her control over the situation was becoming more precarious by the day. But as she watched Marcus disappear into the crowd, a spark of excitement flared within her. She was in too deep now to turn back, but that was part of the thrill. This was the game she lived for, and she had no intention of losing. Chapter 4: The First Confrontation. Vivian's delicate balancing act was becoming increasingly treacherous, and she could sense the tension between Marcus and Dylan reaching a dangerous boiling point. Every subtle whisper, every offhand comment, and every orchestrated coincidence had woven a tight web of suspicion and jealousy. Both men were beginning to question her motives, but each still wanted her enough to push through their doubts. The confrontation she had been slowly orchestrating finally came to a head at an exclusive art exhibit. She'd been careful to extend invitations to both Marcus and Dylan, ensuring they would each believe they were the only ones she had invited. Vivian dressed to impress, her emerald green gown flowing like water, and her hair swept back to reveal the graceful line of her neck, a vision that would draw both men's attention. She was admiring a painting, seemingly lost in thought, when she felt Dylan's warm hand on her shoulder. "Vivian," he murmured, his gaze admiring as he took in her dress. "You look stunning." She turned to him with a smile, feeling his eyes linger on her face, and then his gaze shifted to something over her shoulder. She knew without turning that Marcus had arrived. "Dylan," she replied softly, deliberately ignoring Marcus's presence. "I'm glad you could make it." Dylan's smile faded, his eyes darkening as he looked past her. "So am I. Although it seems I'm not the only one you invited." Vivian maintained her composure, slowly turning to face Marcus, who approached with a look of unmasked suspicion. His eyes locked onto hers, and she could see the storm brewing in his gaze. "Vivian," Marcus said, his voice edged with tension. "I wasn't expecting company." She allowed herself a delicate laugh, keeping her tone light. "Oh, don't be so dramatic. It's an art exhibit, not a private dinner. I thought it would be nice for us all to enjoy a bit of culture." Marcus's jaw tightened, his gaze flicking to Dylan, who was now openly glaring at him. Vivian stepped between them, hoping to defuse the tension, but both men were like coiled springs, ready to snap. Dylan broke the silence first, his tone cutting. "You think this is funny, Marcus? Showing up everywhere, pretending you're not trailing her like some lovesick teenager." Marcus's gaze sharpened. "I could say the same for you, Dylan. Always looking over your shoulder, always trying to one-up me. It's pathetic, really." Vivian interjected, her voice soothing but firm. "Gentlemen, please. This isn't the time or place." But her words only seemed to fuel their anger. Dylan took a step forward, his fists clenched. "I'm not the one who needs to watch his back, Marcus. Maybe it's time you realize that Vivian has choices." Marcus's lips curved into a mocking smile. "Choices? Is that what she told you? Don't flatter yourself, Dylan. Vivian knows where her interests lie." Vivian's heart pounded as she felt the energy between them escalating, both men inching dangerously close to a full confrontation. She had wanted to stoke their rivalry, but not at the expense of her control. She needed to regain their attention, to remind them why they were fighting in the first place. Taking a bold step forward, she touched each man's arm gently, her voice calm and steady. "I don't want this. Not here, and not like this. You're both important to me, and I care about you both in different ways. Please, let's just enjoy the evening without conflict." Her words seemed to take some of the edge off, and both men softened, reluctantly stepping back. Dylan gave Marcus a final glare before muttering, "Fine. But don't think this is over." Marcus's gaze held hers for a long moment, his expression unreadable. "We'll talk later, Vivian." With that, he turned and disappeared into the crowd, leaving her standing alone with Dylan, whose gaze remained locked on her. He took her hand, his tone softer now but laced with concern. "Vivian, I can't keep doing this if you're going to keep him around. I thought we had something real." She held his gaze, knowing she needed to keep him close. "Dylan, you're right. I do care about you deeply. But you have to understand, I don't want to see anyone hurt. This isn't just about you or Marcus. It's about me too." Dylan nodded, though his eyes held a flicker of doubt. "I'll respect that. For now. But know this, I won't play second to Marcus. Not for long." Vivian gave him a soft smile, leaning in to press a light kiss to his cheek. "Thank you, Dylan. I promise. I'll make it clear where I stand soon." As Dylan left her side, Vivian felt the weight of her own deception settle over her like a cloak. Her carefully constructed lie was working, but the cracks were beginning to show. Both men wanted answers, and neither would be content to wait much longer. She knew that, sooner or later, she'd have to choose between them or risk everything falling apart. That night, Vivian returned to her apartment and sank into her sofa, exhaustion creeping over her. She had carefully planned each move, each conversation, each moment of tension. But for the first time, she felt a chill run down her spine, a whisper of fear. Angela's words echoed in her mind, a warning she had brushed aside. "These men are powerful, Vivian. They don't play games like you do. Be careful, or you might find yourself cornered." Vivian poured herself a glass of wine, staring into the crimson liquid as if it held the answers to her mounting problem. She wanted the wealth, the power, the thrill of the chase. But in this game, she had invited two predators into her life, each as dangerous as the other. She took a long sip of her wine, calming her nerves as she formulated her next move. She would have to be smarter, more careful. She had to keep both men believing in her loyalty while driving them further apart, fanning the flames of their hatred without getting burned herself. But as she set her glass down, she couldn't shake the feeling that the walls were closing in. Chapter 5, Confiding in Angela. Vivian knew she was playing with fire. Marcus and Dylan were growing more suspicious, their tempers flaring with every interaction. Each man had begun to show signs of obsessive behavior. Marcus with his calculated surveillance, Dylan with his emotionally charged confrontations. For a con artist as seasoned as Vivian, this wasn't unfamiliar territory, but the stakes were higher than ever. She needed guidance, and there was only one person she trusted for it. Late that evening, she arrived at Haven, the dimly lit bar owned by Angela Torres, her closest confidant, and the only person who knew the full extent of Vivian's schemes. Angela was behind the bar, pouring drinks with practiced ease. Her sharp eyes met Vivian's as she approached, and Angela's expression immediately darkened. She placed the cocktail shaker down and gestured toward the back room. "We need to talk," Angela said, her tone leaving no room for argument. Vivian followed her to the private room, the noise of the bar fading as Angela shut the door behind them. The space was simple but cozy, with a small table and two chairs. Angela gestured for Vivian to sit, her arms crossed as she leaned against the wall, her expression stern. "What is it this time?" Angela asked. "You've got that look again. The one that says you've bitten off more than you can chew." Vivian sighed, running a hand through her hair. "It's not that bad. I just need your perspective." Angela raised an eyebrow. "Not that bad. I've been hearing whispers, Viv. Two of the most powerful men in the city are at each other's throats, and somehow, you're in the middle of it. Care to explain?" Vivian leaned back in her chair, her lips curving into a faint smile. "It's a delicate situation. I've got them both where I want them." Angela cut her off with a sharp laugh. "Where you want them? Vivian, you're juggling dynamite. These aren't small-time marks. Marcus Caldwell and Dylan Hart aren't just rich. They're ruthless. One wrong move, and they won't just walk away. They'll destroy you." Vivian's smile faded. She hated to admit it, but Angela wasn't wrong. "I know it's risky, but I've handled worse before." Angela shook her head, pulling out a chair and sitting across from her. "Worse? You're not thinking straight. These men aren't marks, they're predators. They'll devour you the moment they figure out what you're doing. What's your endgame here, Viv?" Vivian hesitated, staring at the table. "It's the same as always. Get what I need, then disappear." Angela sighed, her expression softening. "And what do you need this time? Money? Power? Or is it just the thrill?" Vivian looked up, her eyes betraying a flicker of vulnerability. "Maybe all of it. Maybe I'm tired of running, Angela. I want something more." Angela's gaze softened further, and she reached across the table, taking Vivian's hand. "Then walk away now, before it's too late. I've seen what men like them can do. You're smart, Viv, but no amount of charm is going to save you if they figure out you're playing both sides." For a moment, Vivian considered it. The idea of abandoning the game, of slipping away before things got even messier, was tempting. But then she thought of the power, the wealth, and the freedom that awaited her if she succeeded. "I can handle it," Vivian said finally, her voice firm. "I just need to be careful. They don't know what I'm doing." Angela shook her head, leaning back in her chair. "You think they don't know? But trust me, they're already suspicious. I've heard Marcus has private investigators watching Dylan. And Dylan, he's been asking questions about you, digging into your past." Vivian's heart skipped a beat, but she kept her expression calm. "I've covered my tracks. For now," Angela said, her tone warning. "But you're playing a dangerous game, Vivian. If you're not careful, you'll end up on the wrong side of their obsession." Vivian nodded, though her resolve hadn't wavered. She appreciated Angela's concern, but she wasn't ready to give up. "Not yet. Thanks for the advice," she said, standing. "But I know what I'm doing." Angela sighed, watching her with a mix of frustration and concern. "I hope you do, Viv. Just promise me one thing. If things go south, you'll come to me. I'll help you disappear if it comes to that." Vivian smiled faintly. "I'll keep that in mind." As she left Haven, Vivian couldn't shake the weight of Angela's words. She knew the risks, but she also knew the rewards were worth it. At least, that's what she kept telling herself. For now, she had to stay focused. Marcus and Dylan were dangerously close to discovering her deception, and she needed to stay one step ahead. Her game was far from over, but the stakes had never been higher. Chapter 6, Closer to Danger. The atmosphere around Vivian was growing denser, like the calm before a storm. Both Marcus and Dylan were pulling closer, their desires for her evolving into dangerous obsessions. The cracks in her stories were becoming harder to patch, and every move she made felt like stepping on glass. That evening, she met Marcus at an upscale private club, one of his favorite haunts. The dim lighting, the polished wood, and the smell of expensive cigars created an atmosphere that screamed exclusivity. Marcus sat at a corner table, a glass of scotch in hand. His sharp, tailored suit complemented his aura of control. When Vivian approached, he stood, his eyes sweeping over her. "You're late," he said, his voice calm but tinged with an edge. I wanted to make an entrance, Vivian replied with a sly smile, slipping into the seat across from him. She could feel his gaze on her, heavy and assessing. Marcus leaned forward, resting his elbows on the table. You've been busy lately. Vivian tilted her head, feigning confusion. Busy? I don't know what you mean. I'm not the only man in your orbit, am I? Marcus said bluntly. His tone wasn't accusing, but it carried a weight that made Vivian's pulse quicken. She met his gaze steadily, forcing herself to stay composed. You don't strike me as the type to be jealous, Marcus. He smirked, swirling the amber liquid in his glass. Jealousy is a waste of time. But I don't like games, Vivian. And yet, you seem to enjoy playing them, she replied smoothly, leaning back in her chair. This is all part of the dance, isn't it? The thrill of the chase. Marcus's smirk faded slightly, replaced by a colder expression. Be careful, Vivian. Thrills have a way of ending abruptly. Her stomach tightened, but she refused to let her fear show. Instead, she reached across the table, her fingers brushing his. Then perhaps we should focus on something more lasting. Marcus held her gaze for a long moment before finally nodding. We'll see about that. The next day, Vivian met Dylan in a park just outside the city. The setting was vastly different from the luxurious venues Marcus preferred. Dylan had a way of blending charm with an easygoing demeanor that could disarm anyone. But Vivian knew better. His obsession with Marcus, and now her, was anything but harmless. I've been thinking about us, Dylan said as they strolled along the gravel path. The sun filtered through the trees, casting golden patterns on the ground. Vivian smiled faintly, keeping her tone light. Oh, and what conclusions have you come to? Dylan stopped walking, turning to face her. That I want more. I'm tired of sharing you, Vivian. She froze, her mind racing. Sharing me? You know what I mean, Dylan said, his voice firm. Marcus, I see the way he looks at you, and I see the way you look at him. Vivian stepped closer, placing a hand on his arm. Dylan, you're imagining things. Marcus is just someone I occasionally see in business settings. He means nothing to me. Dylan's expression softened slightly, but she could see the doubt lingering in his eyes. I don't believe that, but I want to. I want to believe that I'm the only one. Vivian smiled, tilting her head as she brushed a hand down his chest. You are the only one. Trust me. Dylan leaned down, his forehead resting against hers. Then prove it. Cut him off. Her breath caught, but she forced herself to nod. I'll think about it. That evening, Vivian returned to her apartment, her nerves frayed. She poured herself a glass of wine and sank onto the sofa, her thoughts racing. Marcus's veiled warnings, Dylan's demands. It was all spiraling out of control faster than she'd anticipated. She picked up her phone and dialed Angela's number. Her friend answered on the second ring. Let me guess, Angela said, her tone dry. Things are worse. Vivian exhaled, leaning her head back against the cushion. You have no idea. Marcus is onto me, I think. And Dylan, he's intense. Angela sighed. I told you, Viv. This was going to happen. They're both too powerful and too possessive. You can't keep them both on a leash forever. I just need more time, Vivian said, her voice tight. I can still make this work. Can you? Angela asked pointedly. Because from where I'm standing, it sounds like you're in over your head. You're playing with men who don't take kindly to being played. Vivian was silent for a moment, staring at the city lights outside her window. I'll figure it out. Angela's tone softened. Just be careful. You're good at this, Viv. But even the best con artists slip up eventually. When the call ended, Vivian sat in silence, the weight of her situation pressing down on her. She'd started this game for the thrill, for the promise of wealth and power. But now, as the walls began to close in, she couldn't ignore the faint whisper of fear that had taken root in her mind. For the first time, she wondered if she'd made a mistake. Chapter 7, Marcus's obsession deepens. Vivian awoke to the sound of her phone vibrating on the nightstand. The pale morning light filtered through her curtains as she reached for it, her pulse quickening when she saw Marcus's name on the screen. Good morning, Marcus, she answered, keeping her voice soft, as though she'd just woken. His tone was cool and deliberate. Vivian, I'd like to see you today. There's something I want to discuss. Her stomach tightened. Of course. When and where? I'll send my driver, Marcus replied, his words leaving no room for negotiation. Be ready in an hour. The call ended abruptly, and Vivian stared at the phone for a moment, unease prickling at her. Marcus rarely revealed his emotions directly, but his demeanor today felt sharper, more purposeful. Whatever he wanted to discuss, it wasn't good. The car dropped her off at a private estate outside the city, a sprawling property surrounded by manicured gardens and high stone walls. Marcus was waiting for her in the study, a glass of whiskey in hand, even though it was barely past noon. Vivian, he said, gesturing for her to sit. I appreciate you coming. She gave him a cautious smile as she settled into the leather armchair across from him. You sounded serious on the phone. Is everything all right? Marcus studied her, his gaze intense. That depends. I've been doing some thinking about us. About where this connection is heading. Vivian's heart pounded, but she kept her expression calm. And what have you concluded? He leaned forward, resting his elbows on his knees. I don't like uncertainty, Vivian. I don't like distractions. And lately I've felt distracted. She forced a soft laugh. Is that a bad thing? It could be, Marcus replied, his voice dropping. Especially if I find out I'm being misled. Vivian stiffened, but only slightly. Misled? What are you implying? Marcus held her gaze unblinking. You're an enigma, Vivian. And while that's part of your charm, it's also unsettling. I don't trust easily. And you've given me no reason to trust you fully. She exhaled slowly, leaning back in her chair. Trust is a two-way street, Marcus. You've been guarded too. If we're going to move forward, we both have to let our walls down. He tilted his head, considering her words. And what would I find if I let my walls down, Vivian? Would I discover that you've been playing both sides? Her blood ran cold, but she kept her face neutral. I don't know what you mean. Marcus stood, walking to the window and staring out at the gardens. Dylan, you've been spending time with him. I've seen the way he looks at you, the way he talks about you. And I have to wonder, are you using me to get to him? Or using him to get to me? Vivian rose, forcing herself to remain composed. Marcus, that's absurd. Dylan and I have crossed paths, yes, but only because of the circles we move in. I'm here with you, aren't I? He turned, his expression unreadable. For now. She stepped closer, placing a hand on his arm. You mean more to me than he ever could. Dylan, he's nothing compared to you. Marcus's jaw tightened, and for a moment, she thought he might dismiss her. But then he nodded, his posture relaxing slightly. Good. Because I don't share, Vivian. Not with him. Not with anyone. The possessiveness in his tone sent a chill down her spine. But she smiled and kissed his cheek, murmuring, You don't have to. That night, Vivian met Angela at Haven. She needed to unload the tension that had been building since her meeting with Marcus. The bar was quiet, its usual patrons replaced by a few scattered regulars nursing their drinks in the dim light. Angela poured Vivian a glass of wine and leaned on the counter. You look like you've seen a ghost. More like a predator, Vivian muttered, taking a sip. Marcus is getting intense. Angela frowned. Define intense. He practically accused me of playing him against Dylan. He's suspicious, Angela. And when Marcus Caldwell is suspicious, it's not something you can brush off. Angela shook her head. I told you this would happen. Marcus isn't someone you can manipulate without consequences. You need to get out now. Vivian sighed, staring into her wine. I can't. Not yet. I'm so close. To what? Getting caught? Or worse? Angela's voice softened. Viv, this isn't worth it. You've pushed them both too far. Vivian looked up, her eyes hardening. I know what I'm doing. Angela didn't argue, but her expression spoke volumes. Just be careful. Men like Marcus don't let go easily. Vivian returned to her apartment, her mind racing. Marcus's words lingered in her ears, a reminder that her control over the situation was slipping. She poured another glass of wine and stared out the window at the city lights. Dylan had made demands, and now Marcus was issuing warnings. The noose was tightening, and for the first time, Vivian felt the weight of her choices bearing down on her. But she wasn't ready to walk away. Not yet. If she could just keep them both in line a little longer, she could still come out on top. She had to. Chapter 8, Dylan's Descent. The growing tension between Marcus and Dylan was becoming palpable, and Vivian could feel it pressing down on her like a vice. Dylan, in particular, was becoming more unpredictable, his obsession with her spiraling into something far darker than she'd anticipated. She met him that evening at a private lounge he had rented for just the two of them. The gesture was meant to impress her, and while Vivian feigned appreciation, she couldn't shake the unease creeping up her spine. Dylan's charm, once light and playful, now carried an undercurrent of desperation. "I've been thinking about us," Dylan began as he poured her a glass of champagne. His movements were smooth, but his eyes were far too intense, locking onto hers with unrelenting focus. Vivian took the glass, keeping her tone light. "All good things, I hope." "Mostly," Dylan said, sitting across from her. He leaned forward, resting his elbows on his knees. "But there's one thing that keeps bothering me." She tilted her head, feigning curiosity. "What's that?" "Marcus," he said, the name falling from his lips like a curse. "I see the way he watches you. I know he wants you." Vivian's heart skipped a beat, but she masked it with a soft laugh. "Marcus is complicated, but he's not someone I'm interested in." Dylan's jaw tightened. "Then why do you keep seeing him?" She placed her glass on the table, leaning forward to meet his gaze. "You know how this world works, Dylan. Marcus and I run in the same circles. I can't avoid him without raising questions." "That's not good enough," Dylan snapped, his voice rising. "You don't need him. You have me." Vivian reached out, resting a hand on his. "Dylan, you're the one I trust. The one I care about." Her words seemed to soothe him, but only slightly. He sat back, running a hand through his hair. "I don't trust him. And I don't like the idea of you being anywhere near him." Vivian chose her next words carefully. "I'll handle Marcus. You don't need to worry about him." Dylan's eyes darkened. "I do worry. Because Marcus doesn't play fair. He'll use any excuse to hurt me. And you?" She forced a smile, standing and walking around the table to kneel beside him. "Then trust me to take care of it. I know how to deal with Marcus." Dylan looked at her, his expression softening. "You're the only person I trust, Vivian. But if he steps out of line, I'll make him regret it." Vivian kissed his cheek, murmuring, "Let's not talk about him anymore. Tonight is about us." The next day, Vivian found herself pacing her apartment, replaying her conversation with Dylan. His jealousy was escalating, his possessiveness reaching a point where it threatened her carefully laid plans. And Marcus wasn't far behind, his suspicion growing with every interaction. She dialed Angela's number again, needing to hear her friend's voice. "What now?" Angela answered, her tone weary but concerned. "It's Dylan," Vivian said, sinking onto her sofa. "He's losing control. He practically demanded I cut Marcus out of my life." Angela sighed. "And you didn't, did you?" "Of course not," Vivian replied, frustration lacing her voice. "I can't. Marcus is just as important to my plan as Dylan is." "Then you're playing with fire," Angela said bluntly. "Dylan's dangerous when he's like this. If he thinks you're betraying him." "I can handle him," Vivian interrupted. "I've handled worse." "Have you?" Angela's voice softened. "Because from where I'm standing, you're in deeper than you realize. Dylan's obsession is a ticking time bomb, and Marcus isn't far behind." Vivian pinched the bridge of her nose, exhaling slowly. "I know the risks, Angela, but I can't stop now. I'm too close." Angela was silent for a moment before saying, "Just promise me you'll be careful. And if you need to disappear, you'll let me help." Vivian nodded, though Angela couldn't see her. "I promise." That evening, Vivian met Marcus at his penthouse. The view from the floor-to-ceiling windows was breathtaking, the city stretching out in a sea of lights. Marcus handed her a glass of wine, his expression softer than usual. "You've been quiet lately," he said, watching her carefully. "Is something bothering you?" Vivian smiled faintly. "Just life. It gets overwhelming sometimes." Marcus tilted his head, studying her. "I can make your life easier, Vivian. If you'd let me." Her heart skipped a beat at his words, but she quickly masked her reaction. "I appreciate that, Marcus. Truly." He stepped closer, his voice lowering. "I mean it. You don't have to play games with me. I see you, Vivian. The real you." For a moment, Vivian felt the weight of her deception pressing down on her. But she pushed it aside, smiling up at him. "You see what I let you see, Marcus?" He chuckled, his hand brushing her cheek. "Maybe. But I'll see the rest eventually." The intensity in his gaze sent a chill through her, and she realized just how deeply she was ensnaring herself in this web of lies. Both men were closing in, their obsession for her growing more dangerous by the day. Vivian smiled up at Marcus, her mask firmly in place. But inside, the fear was building. The storm was coming, and she wasn't sure she'd survive it. Chapter 9, The Dark Side of Love. Vivian woke up the next morning with the weight of her choices pressing heavily on her chest. The stakes had risen to a breaking point. Marcus was growing more possessive, and Dylan's jealousy was beginning to take a darker turn. Both men believed they could control her, but Vivian knew better. At least, she thought she did. Later that afternoon, Dylan called her to meet him at his sprawling estate on the edge of the city. She knew better than to refuse. His tone on the phone had been sharp, almost desperate, and she could feel the tension growing in his words. When she arrived, Dylan greeted her at the door, his expression a mixture of relief and simmering anger. He led her to his study, where a decanter of whiskey sat untouched on a mahogany desk. The room was dim, the only light coming from the windows overlooking his manicured lawn. "I've been thinking," Dylan said, his voice tight. "About us. About Marcus." Vivian kept her expression neutral, walking to the window to give herself a moment to think. "What about him?" Dylan leaned against the desk, his hands gripping the edge tightly. "I don't trust him. I think he's playing you." She turned to face him, her heart pounding. "Playing me? How?" Dylan's jaw clenched. "He's not just interested in you, Vivian. He's using you to get to me." Vivian's breath hitched. Dylan's paranoia was escalating faster than she'd anticipated. "That's ridiculous, Dylan. Marcus doesn't care about your feud." Dylan stepped closer, his voice rising. "Doesn't he? He's obsessed with beating me at everything. And now he's trying to take you, too." Vivian forced herself to stay calm, placing a hand on his chest. "Dylan, you're overthinking this. Marcus has nothing to do with us." He grabbed her wrist, his grip firm but not painful. "I don't believe you." She froze, her mind racing. Dylan's gaze bore into hers, searching for something, confirmation, reassurance, or maybe a lie he could believe. She softened her tone, slipping her hand free. "Dylan, you're the one I'm here with. Doesn't that tell you something?" His grip loosened, and he exhaled sharply, turning away. "I want to believe you. But Marcus, he's dangerous, Vivian." Vivian stepped closer, resting a hand on his shoulder. "Then trust me to handle him." Dylan turned to face her, his expression softening. "I just don't want to lose you." "You won't," she promised, the words rolling off her tongue with practiced ease. But as she said them, she wondered how much longer she could keep the lie alive. That evening, Vivian received a message from Marcus. It was short and to the point. "Dinner. My place. 8 p.m. She hesitated, the memory of Dylan's accusations fresh in her mind. But she knew she couldn't refuse Marcus without raising suspicion. By 8 p.m., she was standing in the grand dining room of Marcus's penthouse, the city skyline glittering behind him. Marcus poured them each a glass of wine, his movements deliberate. He studied her as he handed her the glass, his expression unreadable. "You seem distracted," he said, sitting across from her. "Is there something I should know?" Vivian forced a smile, taking a sip of her wine. "I'm just tired. It's been a long week." Marcus didn't respond immediately. Instead, he leaned back in his chair, his gaze never leaving hers. "You've been spending time with Dylan." Her stomach dropped, but she kept her composure. "We've crossed paths a few times. You know how small this city can be." Marcus's lips curved into a faint, humorless smile. "Small, yes. But not so small that our paths cross accidentally." She set her glass down, meeting his gaze head on. "Marcus, are you jealous?" His smile faded, replaced by a cold, calculating look. "Jealousy implies insecurity." "I'm not insecure, Vivian. I simply don't like being lied to." The room seemed to close in around her, the air heavy with tension. Vivian's mind raced, searching for a way to regain control. "I haven't lied to you." "Then prove it," Marcus said, his voice low but firm. "Cut him off. Completely." Her chest tightened. This was the moment she had been dreading. The moment when both men began demanding exclusivity. But Vivian wasn't ready to choose. "Not yet. I need time," she said softly. "This isn't just about you or Dylan. It's about me too." Marcus's expression didn't waver. Time isn't something I give freely, Vivian. You should know that. The threat in his words was subtle but unmistakable. Vivian felt a chill run down her spine, but she forced a smile. I'll take care of it. Trust me. Marcus studied her for a long moment before finally nodding. I hope you do. Because if you don't, I will. Later that night, Vivian sat alone in her apartment, the weight of the evening pressing down on her. Marcus's warning echoed in her mind, and she could feel the walls of her carefully constructed lies beginning to close in. She poured herself a glass of wine, staring out the window at the city below. For the first time, she felt the edges of fear creeping into her thoughts. Dylan's desperation and Marcus's possessiveness were colliding in a way she hadn't anticipated, and she was trapped in the center. Vivian set her glass down, her jaw tightening. She had come too far to give up now. If she wanted to survive this game, she needed to outmaneuver them both. But as she stared into the night, a nagging thought whispered in the back of her mind. What if this time, she was the one being played? Chapter 10, A Terrible Discovery. Vivian had always prided herself on staying one step ahead. Every move she made was calculated, every word spoken designed to weave her web of control. But as she delved deeper into the lives of Marcus and Dylan, she began to feel the threads of her plan unraveling. Both men were closing in, and the weight of their obsession was becoming unbearable. That morning, she decided to take a break from the suffocating tension. She strolled through the city, her heels clicking on the pavement as she wandered aimlessly. The crisp autumn air and bustling streets were a welcome distraction from the storm brewing in her life. But her reprieve was short-lived. As she passed a cafe, her phone buzzed with a message from an unknown number. The text was simple, yet it sent a chill down her spine. You're not as clever as you think. Vivian froze, her heart pounding as she scanned the crowd around her. No one appeared to be watching her, but the message felt like a knife in the dark. She quickly deleted it, slipping her phone back into her bag as she hurried away. That evening, she received another message, this time from Dylan. It was a request, though it felt more like a command. Meet me at my estate tonight. We need to talk. The air between them had grown more strained recently, and Vivian knew she couldn't keep avoiding him. She arrived at his estate just after sunset, the sky painted in hues of orange and purple. Dylan met her at the door, his expression dark. I need to show you something, he said, his voice tight. Without waiting for a response, he led her inside, through the grand hallways, and into his private study. Vivian's heart sank as she saw what awaited her. Spread across the desk were photographs, dozens of them, showing her with Marcus. Some were at public events, others in private moments she thought had gone unnoticed. What is this? She asked, her voice steady despite the panic rising in her chest. This, Dylan said, his tone icy, is proof that you've been lying to me. Vivian forced herself to stay calm. Dylan, I can explain. Can you? He snapped, stepping closer. Because from where I'm standing, it looks like you've been playing both sides. She took a deep breath, her mind racing. You're right. I haven't been honest with you. But it's not what you think. Dylan's expression darkened further. Then enlighten me, Vivian. Because right now, it looks like you've been using me. She stepped closer, placing a hand on his arm. Dylan, listen to me. Marcus and I, whatever you think is happening, it's nothing compared to what we have. You're the one I trust. You're the one I care about. His jaw tightened, but she could see the conflict in his eyes. Then why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you come to me first? Vivian hesitated, knowing this was a delicate moment. Because I didn't want to drag you into this. Marcus is dangerous, Dylan. He's been watching me, trying to control me. I didn't know how to protect you without putting myself at risk. Dylan's expression softened slightly, though suspicion still lingered. And now? Now, she said, her voice firm, I need your help. I can't do this alone. For a moment, Dylan seemed to waver, his anger giving way to concern. If he's threatening you, I'll take care of it. I won't let him hurt you. Vivian nodded, letting him pull her into an embrace. But as she rested her head against his chest, her mind raced. Dylan's protectiveness was as dangerous as Marcus's possessiveness, and she was running out of time to keep them both under control. Hours later, Vivian sat in her apartment, the photographs from Dylan's desk burned into her mind. Someone had been following her, documenting her every move. The thought made her skin crawl. She poured herself a glass of wine, trying to calm her nerves, when her phone buzzed again. The same unknown number. This time, the message was longer. They're both watching you. They both know. How long until they turn on you? And each other. Vivian stared at the screen, her breath catching in her throat. Whoever was sending these messages knew too much. She tried to call the number, but it went straight to voicemail. Her hands trembled as she set the phone down. The walls of her deception were closing in, and she could feel the noose tightening around her neck. Marcus and Dylan were dangerous enough on their own, but now it seemed there was a third player in the game. Someone who had been watching her every move. Vivian sank onto the sofa, her mind racing. She had always been in control, always the one pulling the strings. But now, for the first time, she felt like a pawn in a game she didn't fully understand. The con artist was being conned. Chapter 11, Angela's Last Warning. Vivian stared at the empty glass in her hand, her thoughts spiraling as she replayed the messages in her head. The unknown sender's cryptic warnings had rattled her more than she cared to admit. It wasn't just Marcus or Dylan anymore. Someone else was pulling strings behind the scenes. Someone who knew too much about her carefully constructed lies. She needed clarity, and there was only one person she trusted to give it to her. Angela was wiping down the bar at Haven when Vivian walked in, her pace quick, her expression tense. Without a word, Angela motioned her toward the back room, sensing that this wasn't a conversation for prying ears. "What happened now?" Angela asked, closing the door behind them and crossing her arms. Vivian sat down, running a hand through her hair. "I'm being watched." Angela raised an eyebrow. "By Marcus or Dylan?" "Both, probably. But there's someone else, Angela. Someone who knows everything." She pulled out her phone and showed Angela the messages. "They've been following me, sending me these." Angela read the messages, her expression darkening with each word. "This is bad, Vivian. Really bad. Whoever this is, they're not just watching you, they're playing you." Vivian leaned back, closing her eyes. "I know. And I don't know what to do." Angela sat across from her, her tone firm but gentle. "You walk away, Viv. You let it all go before it's too late." "I can't," Vivian said, her voice strained. "Not yet." Angela slammed her hand on the table, startling her. "What's it going to take, Vivian? One of them snapping? Or worse, both of them turning on you? You're in too deep, and you know it." Vivian's eyes flashed with defiance. "I've been in deep before. I've always found a way out." "Not with men like this," Angela said, her tone softening. "Marcus and Dylan aren't like the marks you've run on before. They're powerful, dangerous, and obsessed. And now you've got some unknown player in the mix? This isn't a game anymore, Viv. It's a death sentence." For a moment, silence hung between them, the weight of Angela's words settling heavily in the room. Vivian felt her resolve wavering, but the thought of walking away with nothing, after everything she'd endured, was unbearable. "I just need more time," she said finally, her voice barely above a whisper. "I can still make this work." Angela shook her head, leaning back in her chair. "I hope you're right. But if you're wrong, don't say I didn't warn you." As Vivian left Haven, she couldn't shake Angela's words from her mind. The weight of her decisions pressed down on her like a stone. But despite her friend's warnings, she wasn't ready to give up. Not yet. Her phone buzzed again, and she felt a jolt of dread as she saw another message from the unknown number. "They're closing in. You're running out of time." Vivian shoved the phone into her bag, her heart pounding. She had to think to plan her next move. But as she walked down the dimly lit street, she couldn't shake the feeling that someone was watching her. Back in her apartment, Vivian poured herself another glass of wine, her mind racing. Marcus had demanded that she cut Dylan off, and Dylan had practically begged her to leave Marcus. The messages from the unknown sender only added to the chaos. She felt trapped, like a mouse caught between two cats and a shadowy figure pulling unseen strings. She grabbed a notepad and began to scribble ideas, mapping out potential scenarios. Every plan seemed to end in disaster. Marcus uncovering her lies, Dylan's obsession turning violent, or the mysterious third party exposing everything. Her phone buzzed again. Another message. "Decide now, or they'll decide for you." Vivian clenched her fists, anger flaring. She hated feeling powerless, hated the idea that someone else was trying to control her. She had spent her life mastering the art of manipulation, always staying one step ahead. She wouldn't let anyone take that from her. But as she stared at the words on the screen, a chilling realization washed over her. She might already be too late. Chapter 12 Power Play. Vivian woke up the next morning with a singular focus: regain control. The fear that had been gnawing at her was now tempered with determination. She wasn't going to let Marcus, Dylan, or the unknown shadow manipulating her from the sidelines destroy what she had built. If someone wanted to play games, she would show them she was the master. Her first move was with Marcus. She met him for lunch at an exclusive rooftop restaurant, the city sprawling beneath them like a kingdom over which he presided. Marcus was in his element, dressed in a tailored charcoal suit, his every movement exuding power and precision. But there was an edge to him, a tension that hadn't been there before. "Vivian," he greeted her as she arrived, standing to pull out her chair. His politeness was calculated, his sharp eyes scanning her as if trying to read her thoughts. "Marcus," she replied smoothly, sitting down and meeting his gaze. "I'm glad we could do this. I wanted to talk." "So did I," he said, his voice low. "I've been thinking about us. About what you mean to me." Her stomach tightened, but she kept her expression calm. "And what have you decided?" He leaned back, his hands clasped together on the table. "I've decided I want you. Completely. No distractions, no rivals. Just you and me." Vivian forced a soft laugh. "That sounds ideal, but life is rarely so simple." "It can be," Marcus said, his tone firm. "If you cut Dylan out of your life." There it was again, his demand. Vivian felt her pulse quicken, but she tilted her head, feigning curiosity. "And if I don't?" Marcus's lips curved into a faint, dangerous smile. "Then I'll handle him. Permanently." Her heart skipped a beat, but she masked her reaction, reaching for her glass of water. "Marcus, that's unnecessary. Dylan and I." "You don't need to explain," Marcus interrupted. "I've already made up my mind." Vivian stared at him, her mind racing. She needed to redirect his focus, to keep him from making a move she couldn't control. "Then give me time. Let me handle it my way." Marcus studied her for a long moment before nodding. "You have until the end of the week. After that, I'll take matters into my own hands." That evening, Vivian met Dylan at his estate. His mood was darker than usual, his expression stormy as he poured them each a drink. He handed her a glass without a word, pacing the room like a caged animal. "What's wrong?" Vivian asked, settling onto the sofa and watching him carefully. "It's Marcus," Dylan said, his voice tight. "He's making moves, Vivian. I can feel it." "What kind of moves?" she asked, keeping her tone neutral. "He's buying up properties I've been eyeing, undercutting me in deals. It's not business anymore, it's personal. He's coming for me." Vivian placed her glass on the table, standing to face him. "Dylan, you're letting him get into your head. That's exactly what he wants." Dylan turned to her, his eyes filled with a dangerous intensity. "What if it's not just business? What if he's trying to take you from me too?" She stepped closer, resting a hand on his chest. "You have me, Dylan. You don't need to fight him for me." "But I do," Dylan said, his voice rising. "Because Marcus doesn't stop. He doesn't care about you. He just wants to win." Vivian hesitated, her heart pounding. Dylan's paranoia was spiraling, and she wasn't sure how much longer she could contain it. "Then let me handle him. You don't need to fight him." Dylan grabbed her shoulders, his grip firm but not painful. "I'll protect you, Vivian. No matter what it takes." She forced a smile, placing a hand on his cheek. "I know you will." Later that night, Vivian sat in her apartment, staring at her phone. The unknown sender hadn't messaged her all day, but the silence felt more ominous than the warnings had been. She knew the storm was coming. Marcus's ultimatum, Dylan's paranoia, the shadowy figure watching her every move. It was all converging, and she had to stay ahead. Her phone buzzed and her heart leapt. But it wasn't a message from Marcus, Dylan, or the mysterious number. It was from Angela. "Come to the bar. Now." Vivian didn't hesitate. Within minutes, she was at Haven, slipping into the back room where Angela was waiting. Her friend's expression was grim, and Vivian felt her stomach drop. "What's wrong?" she asked, closing the door behind her. Angela handed her a manila envelope. "This came for you. No return address. Just your name." Vivian opened the envelope, her hands trembling slightly. Inside were more photographs. But these weren't just of her with Marcus or Dylan. They were of her meeting Angela at Haven, talking with other Marks from her past, and slipping into places she shouldn't have been. Her chest tightened as she pulled out the final photo. It was of her standing on the street, her face turned toward the camera. Written across the bottom in red ink were the words, "Time's up." Vivian's breath caught, and she looked up at Angela, her voice barely a whisper. "Who sent this?" Angela shook her head. "I don't know. But whoever it is, they mean business." Vivian's hands shook as she placed the photos back in the envelope. The game had shifted, and for the first time, she wasn't sure she could win. Chapter 13, Violent Consequences. The air in Vivian's apartment was heavy, thick with the tension she could no longer suppress. The photographs from the mysterious sender were spread across her coffee table, like damning evidence in a courtroom. For the first time in her life, Vivian felt like she was losing control, not just of the game she'd orchestrated, but of herself. That night, she received a call from Marcus. His voice was calm, measured, but there was an edge to it that made her stomach churn. "Meet me at the construction site on East 48th, he said, the sounds of wind and distant traffic crackling in the background. "We need to talk." Vivian hesitated. Marcus wasn't the type to choose such a setting for casual conversations. "What's this about?" "You'll find out when you get here," he replied, and the line went dead. Vivian stared at her phone, her mind racing. She didn't trust the situation, but she also knew she couldn't afford to ignore him. If Marcus had uncovered more of her deception, she needed to be there to control the damage. She grabbed her coat and the manila envelope, slipping out into the chilly night. The construction site was a skeletal structure of steel beams and concrete, lit by the faint glow of floodlights. Vivian stepped carefully through the dirt and debris, her heels clicking softly against the uneven ground. Marcus stood near the edge of the site, his silhouette sharp against the city lights in the distance. He turned as she approached, his expression unreadable. "You came," he said, his voice low. "I didn't think I had a choice," she replied, stopping a few feet from him. Marcus studied her, his gaze piercing. "I want the truth, Vivian. About you. About Dylan." Vivian forced a soft laugh, though her nerves were fraying. "We've been over this. There's nothing to tell." "Don't lie to me," Marcus snapped, his tone icy. "I've had people following you, watching your every move, and I know what you've been doing." Her heart pounded, but she kept her expression calm. "If you've been watching me, then you know I've done nothing to betray you." Marcus took a step closer, his eyes narrowing. "You think you can play me? That you can pit me against Dylan and walk away unscathed?" Vivian's breath caught, but she didn't flinch. "Marcus, you're imagining things. I care about you." "Stop," he interrupted, his voice cutting. "I don't care about your excuses. I want Dylan out of the picture. Permanently." Her blood ran cold. "What are you saying?" Marcus's gaze hardened. "I'm saying he's a threat, to me, to you, to us. And I won't let him win." Before Vivian could respond, the sound of footsteps echoed through the site. She turned to see Dylan emerging from the shadows, his expression dark and filled with fury. "What the hell is this?" Dylan demanded, his voice echoing against the steel beams. "A little rendezvous? Or is this where you finally choose?" Vivian's chest tightened as Marcus stepped forward, his posture rigid. "You're not supposed to be here, Dylan." "Neither are you," Dylan shot back, his fists clenched. "But here we are." The tension between the two men was electric, their mutual hatred simmering just below the surface. Vivian stepped between them, raising her hands. "Stop," she said firmly, her voice shaking. "This isn't the time or place." "Stay out of this, Vivian," Marcus growled, his eyes locked on Dylan. "This is between us." "Is it?" Dylan retorted, his gaze shifting to Vivian. "Because it seems to me like she's the one pulling the strings." The accusation hung in the air, sharp and unforgiving. Vivian opened her mouth to respond, but Marcus cut her off. "She's not the problem here," he said coldly. "You are." The next moments unfolded in a blur. Marcus lunged at Dylan, his fists connecting with his rival's jaw. Dylan stumbled but quickly recovered, throwing a punch of his own. The two men clashed violently, their anger erupting in a storm of fists and curses. "Stop it!" Vivian screamed, but neither man listened. They were consumed by their hatred, their fight a chaotic display of power and pride. Dylan managed to shove Marcus back, grabbing a steel pipe from the ground. He swung it, narrowly missing Marcus's head. The clang of metal against concrete echoed through the site, sending a chill down Vivian's spine. "Enough," she shouted, stepping forward. "This isn't solving anything." Her words were drowned out by the sound of heavy breathing and the clash of fists. Marcus grabbed the pipe from Dylan, using it to knock him to the ground. Dylan groaned, clutching his side, but the fire in his eyes remained. "Is this what you want, Vivian?" Dylan gasped, his voice filled with pain and betrayal. "Two men killing each other for you?" Vivian's throat tightened, but she couldn't find the words to respond. The reality of the situation was sinking in, and for the first time, she realized how far she'd let things spiral out of control. Marcus loomed over Dylan, the steel pipe raised. "This ends now." "No," Vivian cried, throwing herself between them. She grabbed Marcus's arm, her eyes pleading. "Please, Marcus, don't do this." He hesitated, his chest heaving as he stared down at her. For a moment, she thought she'd gotten through to him. But then he dropped the pipe, his expression hardening. "This isn't over," Marcus said, his voice cold and final. He turned and walked away, leaving Vivian kneeling beside Dylan. She placed a hand on his shoulder, her voice shaking. "Are you okay?" Dylan pushed her hand away, his gaze filled with anger and pain. "I don't need your pity." Vivian felt tears prick her eyes as she watched him struggle to stand. The cracks in her carefully constructed world were widening, and she knew it was only a matter of time before everything came crashing down. Chapter 14, Double Betrayal. The aftermath of the fight lingered like a storm cloud over Vivian. Dylan had limped away, his fury barely contained, while Marcus had disappeared into the night with an air of triumph that sent a chill down her spine. For the first time in her life, Vivian felt the full weight of her deceit pressing down on her chest. She was losing control. The next morning, Vivian awoke to the sound of a knock at her door. She froze, her heart pounding. The shadowy messages, the photographs, and the previous night's confrontation had left her paranoid. She tiptoed to the peephole, her breath catching when she saw Dylan standing there, his face bruised and his expression grim. She hesitated but opened the door. "Dylan, you shouldn't be here." He pushed past her, his movements stiff and filled with tension. "I didn't come here to listen to what I shouldn't do." Vivian shut the door, crossing her arms. "What do you want?" Dylan turned to face her, his eyes blazing. "The truth, Vivian. No more games. No more lies. I want the truth." She swallowed hard, her mind racing. "What are you talking about?" "Don't play dumb," Dylan snapped, his voice rising. "I've been patient, but I'm done waiting. I know you've been seeing Marcus behind my back. I know you've been lying to both of us." Vivian's chest tightened. "Dylan, it's not what you think." "Stop," he interrupted, stepping closer. "Just stop. I loved you, Vivian. I trusted you. And all this time, you were just using me." His words cut deeper than she expected, and for a moment, she couldn't find her voice. She'd always known this confrontation would come, but facing Dylan's raw pain and betrayal was more than she'd prepared for. "I never meant to hurt you," she said softly, her voice trembling. Dylan laughed bitterly. "Hurt me? You destroyed me, Vivian. And for what? Money? Power? Or was it just the thrill of seeing two men tear each other apart for you?" Tears welled in her eyes, but she blinked them away. She couldn't afford to show weakness now. "You don't understand." "Then make me understand," Dylan said, his voice breaking. "Tell me why." Vivian looked away, unable to meet his gaze. "It was never supposed to be like this. I got caught up, and I didn't know how to stop." "That's not good enough," Dylan said, his tone hardening. "You don't get to play the victim, Vivian. Not after everything you've done." Before she could respond, her phone buzzed on the counter. She glanced at it, her stomach dropping when she saw Marcus's name on the screen. Dylan followed her gaze, his jaw tightening. "Is that him?" Vivian grabbed the phone, her hands trembling. "Dylan, please." He snatched the phone from her, reading the message aloud. "We need to talk. Don't keep me waiting." Dylan's laugh was cold, venomous. "Of course. He's got you on a leash too. Give me the phone," Vivian said, her voice shaking. Dylan held it out, his expression dark. You want this back? Tell me the truth. Are you still playing him? Vivian hesitated, the weight of her lies crushing her. It's complicated. Dylan's hand clenched around the phone. Not anymore. It's over, Vivian. You don't get to play us against each other anymore. Before she could stop him, Dylan hurled the phone across the room, shattering it against the wall. Vivian gasped. But the destruction felt like a symbolic end to the carefully constructed facade she'd built. Dylan, don't, he said, cutting her off. Don't try to fix this. You've already done enough. He stormed out, slamming the door behind him. Vivian stood frozen, the silence in the apartment deafening. Hours later, Vivian received an email from Marcus. She opened it with trembling hands, her pulse racing as she read his words. You've run out of time, Vivian. Meet me tonight. We'll settle this once and for all. Her hands shook as she closed her laptop. Marcus's tone left no room for interpretation, he knew. And whatever he had planned, it wouldn't end well. Vivian sank onto the sofa, her head in her hands. The walls of her deception had crumbled, leaving her exposed and vulnerable. Marcus and Dylan both wanted answers, but neither would accept the truth. She had played her game well, but now the players were turning on her. Chapter 15, Running Out of Lies. The evening air was heavy with anticipation as Vivian stepped into Marcus's penthouse. The vast, open space that once exuded luxury now felt like a prison. Marcus was waiting for her near the floor-to-ceiling windows, the city skyline glittering behind him like a backdrop to his cold, calculating presence. You're here, he said, his voice smooth but carrying an edge that made her skin crawl. You didn't leave me much of a choice, Vivian replied, her voice steady despite the knot tightening in her stomach. Marcus turned, holding a glass of scotch. His gaze swept over her, piercing and unrelenting. No, I didn't. Because you're out of choices, Vivian. The lies end tonight. Her heart pounded, but she forced a soft laugh. You've been saying that for weeks, Marcus. Yet here I am. He stepped closer, his movements deliberate. This isn't a game anymore. I know about Dylan. I know about the messages you've been receiving. And I know you've been playing us both. Vivian's breath caught, but she quickly masked her fear with defiance. You don't know anything. Oh, but I do, Marcus said, setting his glass down. You're clever, Vivian, but not clever enough. Did you really think you could keep this charade going forever? She clenched her fists, anger flaring. I did what I had to do. You and Dylan, neither of you are innocent in this. Perhaps not, Marcus said, a faint smirk tugging at his lips. But the difference is, I'm willing to win at any cost. Vivian took a step back, her mind racing. What do you want from me, Marcus? His smirk faded, replaced by a look of chilling resolve. Loyalty. Exclusivity. You end whatever you think you have with Dylan, and you stay by my side. And if I don't, she asked, her voice trembling. Marcus's gaze hardened. Then I'll make sure neither of us has you. The threat hung in the air, sharp and unforgiving. Vivian's chest tightened as she realized just how far Marcus was willing to go. She opened her mouth to respond, but before she could, the sound of the elevator doors opening cut through the tension. She turned, her stomach sinking as Dylan stepped into the penthouse. His face was bruised from their previous confrontation, but his eyes burned with fury. You couldn't wait, could you? Dylan said, his voice dripping with contempt as he stalked toward them. Had to get to her first, didn't you? Marcus straightened, his posture rigid. You shouldn't be here, Dylan. And yet here I am, Dylan shot back, his fists clenched. Because I'm done letting you control everything. Vivian stepped between them, her hands raised. Stop this, both of you. This has gone too far. No, Vivian, Dylan said, his voice breaking. You've gone too far. You lied to both of us. Used both of us. And now you want to act like you're the victim? I never wanted this, she said, her voice trembling. I didn't ask for either of you two. To what? Marcus interrupted, his tone cold. Fall for you? Fight for you? You played us, Vivian. Don't pretend you didn't. Her chest heaved as the weight of their accusations crushed her. I made mistakes, yes. But you too, this isn't about me anymore. This is about your hatred for each other. Dylan laughed bitterly. And who fueled that hatred? You did, Vivian. Marcus stepped closer, his voice low and dangerous. The question now is what we do about it. Vivian's breath caught, her eyes darting between the two men. You don't have to do anything. Let me go. Walk away, both of you. Walk away. Dylan scoffed. After everything you've done? After everything we've been through? No, Marcus said, his tone final. You don't get to walk away, Vivian. Not from me. Not from this. The tension exploded into violence as Dylan lunged at Marcus, their rage spilling over into a brutal fight. Vivian screamed, trying to pull them apart, but they were consumed by their hatred, their fists landing with sickening thuds. Stop it, she cried, tears streaming down her face. Please stop. Neither man listened. They were too far gone, their anger and betrayal fueling their every move. Marcus managed to shove Dylan against the glass wall, the skyline behind him a sharp contrast to the chaos inside. This ends now, Marcus growled, raising a fist. No. Vivian screamed, throwing herself between them. She grabbed Marcus's arm, her eyes pleading. Don't do this. Please. Marcus hesitated, his chest heaving as he stared down at her. For a moment, she thought she'd reached him. But then Dylan surged forward, tackling Marcus to the ground. The two men tumbled, their fight continuing with renewed fury. Vivian stumbled back, her hands shaking as she watched the violence unfold. The world around her seemed to blur, the sounds of their grunts and shouts blending into a deafening roar. And then silence. Vivian blinked, her breath catching as she saw Marcus lying still on the floor, blood pooling beneath him. Dylan stood over him, his chest heaving, his hands trembling. What have you done? Vivian whispered, her voice barely audible. Dylan turned to her, his face pale. I didn't mean to. Vivian backed away, her mind racing. The web of lies she'd spun had finally collapsed, leaving her trapped in the wreckage. There was no escape now, no way to undo the damage. As she stared at Marcus's lifeless body, a single thought echoed in her mind. This was her fault, and there was no way out. Chapter 16, The Final Play. Vivian stood frozen, her mind reeling as she stared at Marcus's lifeless body sprawled on the penthouse floor. The air was thick with the metallic scent of blood, and the distant hum of the city outside felt like a cruel mockery of the chaos inside. Dylan was trembling, his fists still clenched as though he didn't believe what had just happened. Vivian, I didn't mean for this to happen. She stepped back, her heels clicking against the hardwood floor as her chest heaved. You killed him, Dylan. Do you even realize what you've done? He turned to her, his eyes wild with desperation. It was self-defense. He was going to kill me. You saw it. Vivian shook her head, her thoughts spiraling. That doesn't matter now. Marcus is dead, and there's no coming back from this. Dylan stepped toward her, his hand reaching out. We can fix this. We'll say it was an accident. No one has to know the truth. She flinched away, her mind racing through every possible scenario. The truth is, we're both screwed. Marcus was too powerful, too connected. Someone's going to come looking for him. Dylan's face crumpled, and he staggered back, sitting heavily on the edge of the sofa. Then what do we do? Vivian's eyes darted to Marcus's body, her pulse pounding in her ears. This wasn't how her plan was supposed to end. She had been the puppeteer, the one pulling the strings. But now, her web of manipulation had unraveled into chaos, leaving her with no control and no escape. Hours later, Vivian and Dylan stood over the penthouse's gleaming glass balcony, staring down at the black body bag being loaded into an unmarked van. Dylan had used one of his underworld connections to clean up the mess, a contact Vivian hadn't even known he had. It's done, Dylan said, his voice hollow. No one will find him. Vivian nodded, her arms wrapped around herself, as the chill of the night air bit at her skin. But even with the body gone, the weight of Marcus's death hung over them like a shroud. We'll never be free of this, she said quietly, her voice trembling. Dylan turned to her, his eyes softening. We still have each other, Vivian. We can leave all of this behind. Start over. Somewhere no one knows us. She looked at him, her chest tightening. There was a time when she might have believed in that kind of escape, when she might have convinced herself that she could leave her lies behind and build something real. But not anymore. No, she said, shaking her head. You don't understand, Dylan. It's too late. For both of us. His expression darkened, and she saw the flicker of something dangerous in his eyes. What are you saying? Vivian stepped away, her heart pounding. I'm saying this ends here. I can't do this anymore. I can't be with you. Dylan's face twisted with anger and hurt. After everything I've done for you? After everything we've been through? She turned away, her voice firm despite the tears streaming down her face. This was never about us, Dylan. It was about survival. And now, I need to survive without you. The next morning, Vivian packed her few belongings into a small suitcase and left her apartment behind. She knew Dylan would come looking for her, just as she knew the shadowy figure who had been pulling the strings from the sidelines wasn't done with her yet. The game she had started had spiraled out of her control, leaving her with nothing but the scars of her deception. But she wasn't ready to give up. Not yet. As she boarded a train bound for nowhere, she allowed herself a moment of reflection. She had lost everything, Marcus, Dylan, and the life she had so carefully constructed. But she was still alive, and as long as she had her wits, she would find a way to rebuild. The train pulled away from the station, and Vivian stared out the window at the blurred cityscape, her mind already turning to her next move. She had always been a survivor, and no matter how deep she had fallen, she would rise again. But this time, she promised herself she would play the game differently. This time she wouldn't lose. The end.